from radioinfo.com.au. It's Thursday, the 12th of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining me. Here's what's making radio news. Listeners respond to a new ABC podcast on coronavirus. 5AA Breakfast smarting from its ratings crash as ABC now dominates. And applications open for CBAA's features and documentaries. I'll have the details of these stories in just a moment.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The hysteria over coronavirus has people doing some crazy things that they'd otherwise never think about doing. When you have people creating a run on toilet paper and baked beans nationwide, you know fear is getting out of hand. Well, the ABC is trying to introduce some common sense and restore calm through a daily information podcast series called CoronaCast. The series will be hosted by Radio National's Norman Swan, who's a qualified doctor and host of the Health Report. Delivering the message in a calming tone, the podcast will explain issues associated with the outbreak.
So, Norman, Italy's locked down completely now. What does this mean?
Well, it means they're trying to emulate what China has done, which is to really try and control it because it's out of control in Italy. Huge number of cases. I think it's beating South Korea. And by locking things down, they're wanting to really see if they can stop its spread and get this transmission ratio, which is called the R-naught factor, down. So every person that's got COVID-19 can spread it to two or three other people, which is actually quite a lot. And you, to control the epidemic, you want to get it down to fewer than one person that you're passing it to. And the only way you can do that really in the current environment is to keep people isolated and stop it moving between people.
The breakfast team at 5AA in Adelaide is still licking its wounds after a massive 3.7% drop in ratings from the final survey of last year. This has relegated them to the number three brekkie spot behind Mix 102.3. Ali Clark, who hosts Breakfast on ABC in Adelaide, is reveling in her success, bouncing 2.8% to become the top-rating breakfast show in town with 15.5. Overall, though, Mix 102.3 is still the market leader. ABC Radio Adelaide is in fourth place, and 5AA has now dropped to sixth. Each year, CBAA calls for applications from amongst community radio producers for their National Features and Documentary Series program. Since 2013, the NFDS has developed, showcased, and distributed original work from emerging community producers. Participants in the project are trained in audio storytelling skills, including recording, scripting, and creative production. The final programs go into the running to win the CBAA Community Radio Award in October. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Other stories attracting industry attention today. 4KQ's Laurel, Gary and Mark are bringing back a competition that was hugely successful for the station back in the 90s. The comp, 4KQ is My Station, is being revamped for a whole new generation of listeners. Back 30 years ago, everyone in Brisbane was answering their phone with 4KQ is my station for the chance to win a bundle of cash. The station's hoping that success will be repeated this time around. It seems everyone and their dog is out making podcasts these days. Paralympian radio host Dylan Alcott and radio host Angus O'Loughlin have teamed up to launch Listenable, a podcast highlighting the stigmas around disabilities. The series will be released through Podcast One Australia. The boys say it'll answer those questions that are often considered off-limits about disabilities. Former 2GB shock jock Steve Price has offered up a heartfelt apology for his disparaging remarks about women's football. Price says he was jolted into action by an emotional message from his daughter. Now working part-time on Triple M Melbourne's Hot Breakfast, Price told Collingwood president Eddie Maguire and former Western Bulldogs star Luke Darcy last week that he wouldn't cross the road to watch women's footy. Price says he hasn't changed his view on AFL funding, but he says he's apologised for his comments and will try and watch a women's footy match. The full details of these and other industry stories are available now at radioinfo.com.au. Next, we'll be looking at who's on the move in radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Newcastle Knights old boys Frank Barrett, Michael Hager, Matt Rodwell and Mark Glanville will return for their sixth NRL season in the commentary box. The four have been signed again as Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M call team. The Knights kick off round one of the competition this Saturday, the 14th of March. And no new jobs are up for grabs today, but when you get a chance, check out the details of all the jobs currently listed on the Radio Info website. It's where everybody goes when they're looking to move. Well, thanks for your company today. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio at any time of the day or night, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.